Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two, and I have been basically gibbering about what I'm thinking about, because all the other stuff is just window dressing, all the other articles, all the other factoids. I mean, you see the stuff going on around you. It's all just little particles in the sandstorm that is the disintegration of humanity by design. And again, I want to explain this like a sandblaster. The globalists don't even have to create the sandstorm itself. That engine's already driving. They just direct it wherever they want and kind of ride the wave. They surf the crises. They feed off all the different sides, all the different angles. And that itself is a natural symbiotic thing to do, except that they're actually fomenting the crises. I mean, obviously, you take whatever crisis there is and you try to do as best you can, you know, to survive it. But you don't accentuate it and try to not let people know what's going on so they fall down so you can then feed on them. And that's really what this predatory system comes down to, where the public is like Helen Keller. And that's what gives me faith. Helen Keller, of course. Will you guys print me the Helen Keller biography? Thank you, because I don't want to butcher it. But I'll come back and then maybe read from that. But the point is, you know, she was, as they called at the time, deaf, dumb, and blind. She couldn't see, couldn't hear, but was trained to be able to end up, to be able to write, to be able to talk, to be able to basically do everything. And that's a testament to the human spirit. Versus people that have eyes to see and ears to hear but cannot see, to quote the Bible. Is it subconsciously, like Job chapter 3, that it's so horrible people choose to deny it because deep down they know the true horror? I think that's part of it. Maybe I am the bad man. Maybe it's bad to not want to brain damage babies and give them 75% high fructose corn syrup in the average formula that will totally brain damage them on record. Maybe it's wrong to not want to give small children shots of vaccines with cancer viruses in them that will implant themselves in the DNA with the RNA to kill them a decade, 15 years later, after the doctors chop the cancer's out of them for 10 years of excruciating pain, or 5 years, whatever it is. Maybe it's wrong to know they're giving people viral type 1 diabetes, or the virus that attacks the pancreas, viral pancreatitis. No one will tell the people why it's happening, why it's unfolding. Maybe I am the bad one. Maybe it's good to give the troops DU, that's a death sentence when they use it. Kidney failure, because it precipitates out in the kidneys. Maybe it's wrong to not want to put fluoride in the water and watch IQs drop and see people die of cancer. Let's play devil's advocate. Maybe for the next 2 hours, I'll play devil's advocate today. Be like Bill Maher. I have the moral high ground because I hate people and want to kill everybody and want death everywhere. I want abortion. I'm so trendy. I'm so loving. So good, because I'm arrogant and put on a confidence act, and everyone worships me. I can just go through life totally empty, hating everyone. Maybe that's fulfillment. Is it nobler to suffer the slings and arrow of outrageous fortune? To be or not to be? To be conscious and loving and good? Or to be a vampire scumbag? That is the question. We'll be right back. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, while everybody is obsessing over this missing Malaysian flight that... there's been a hijacking from the beginning. That's what I said. And that's what I still believe it is. And that's what everything points at right now. While we're all busy obsessing over that, there's major wars over the planetary currency. There's troops massing on both sides in and around Ukraine and Crimea. Crimea just voted 90%+ to join Russia. You've got Obama announcing new sanctions. I saw him this morning. I just happened to be in a restaurant and catch part of the press conference. And he was sitting there saying, you know, you just can't go around into countries and invade places. And there's going to be consequences for your actions. And this is a guy funding Al-Qaeda to attack Syria, to attack all these other countries. And then Russia played the part of the good guys fighting against Al-Qaeda. Our own military said no. So now they've moved to a proxy war right up against Russia. Crimea has been part of Russia for hundreds of years. But this is escalating very, very quickly. And now the Russians are announcing a whole bunch of new sanctions they're going to pull against the United States, which is only going to hurt the average American. It's going to hurt people in the euro. Like they've got articles out today. In mainstream news saying how bad this will hurt the average European, especially. It'll hurt the Russian people, too. But it'll sure help the globalists. They always get to, you know, come in when countries go bankrupt and take over. That was 96.77%. I kept saying 90-plus percent. 96.77% voted to join with Russia. And, of course, oh, this is outrageous. The globalists just overthrew the country and their elected government 3 weeks ago and called it a democracy uprising. And I'm sure they have some real beefs. And there's different factions. They're not all Nazis, but the main government is Nazis. That's the shakeup at the end of World War II. Was Ukraine was run by the Nazis. The Russians kicked them out, purged them, and now they're getting revenge. And I'm not saying the Russians haven't done horrible things in the past. You know, it's kind of like stuff the U.S. has done to Mexico. Okay, well, Mexico's really bad, too, and does horrible things. You know, just because the U.S. has been bad to Mexico doesn't mean Mexico hasn't mass murdered over the years hundreds of thousands of Guatemalans in wars with them. Guatemala used to be part of Mexico. The point is these countries all act the same, ladies and gentlemen. They do the same thing over and over again. And what do you think the Malaysian flight is diverting from, folks? Because the way they're covering it, I mean, they've had other planes that go missing in the Mediterranean, big passenger liners in this other places, and you know, French airlines that have been missing for weeks, and they can't find them. This is just an absolute diversion, like the Zimmerman thing was a diversion from all the stuff that was going on. I mean, this is definitely a diversion now. I'm going to open the phones up. Long-time callers, first-time callers, you agree, disagree. I want to hear from folks. You know what? I'm going to do this first. Then I'll have open phones for everybody. I want to attempt to get calls from Russia. Maybe we should open up our international line for folks with a dollar country code that can call into us, and I can go to them quickly. Can we turn on our international line, John Harmon? And that'd be 651-695-7755. Bring it up. It's on the wall. I just want to make sure I'm giving the right one out. Or you, if you can get through, just call 800-259-9231. Dial your country code and get through that way. 800-259-9231. There's a lot of folks overseas have computer phones. They can call toll-free. 800-259-9231. If you're in Russia, if you're in Ukraine, how about this, too? If you disagree with me on Ukraine and you think it's great what happened, all I want to say is if we had so-called protesters out shooting police, and if the cops start shooting people for no reason, I think the public should defend themselves. 1776, you shoot us, try to take our guns, civil war is going to start. But you don't go out and just start shooting the police, and then our media calls them freedom fighters. Oh, look, the freedom fighters, the riot police weren't doing anything, and they threw Molotov cocktails at them and killed a bunch of them. Oh, they threw Molotov cocktails at a police vehicle and burned them up. Oh, they're wonderful people, John McCain said 6 months ago. It was Al-Qaeda's wonderful. It just doesn't hold water. Maybe you disagree with me. So I'm going to open the phones up, 800-259-9231, for people that disagree. You go to the head of the line if you disagree. I mean, I'd like to hear. I mean, that's a question. 800-259-9231. And we will start going to some of your phone calls. John, did you find the international line? Are you on air right now? I want you to start coming on air when you talk to me.
I'm currently now on air.
John, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everyone. The international number is 651-695-7777.
John Harmon, how long have we been working together?
Oh, gosh. I think I started working at Genesis when I was about 19 years old. So I pretty much grew up listening to your show. So, yeah, it's been a while.
What, 10, 11 years?
Yep.
By the way, guys, he's up in Minnesota right now. See how you can really hear him? I want our mics to sound like that.
Am I coming in loud enough?
You sound loud and clear. I like that.
Perfect.
That's good. And I want my guys, when they talk to me, unless they're correcting something I've done wrong, or at least they're telling me, you know, somebody's arrived or something. I want the guys to just come on air.
Okay, Senator Drudge Plump.
You don't give out the code words on air.
Sorry.
What are you doing?
TSA police's St. Patrick's Day parade.
Ah.
Hi, Mom.
All right, there you go. Well, thank God they're there. I mean, what will we do without people to fondle us? TSA Police's St. Patrick's Day Parade. Mammoth federal agency continues unchallenged invasion of non-transportation-related events. Yeah, first it was the buses and the trains, and now it is the highways, the schools, the proms. John Harmon, you know, you remember 12 years ago then, when I saw the TSA being formed on C-SPAN, I said they're going to be on the highways, they're going to be at checkpoints, they're going to be everywhere as a national police force, because I saw them say that. And of course, now, John Harmon, is it happening?
Absolutely. I mean, it's one of those things that it wasn't something that you predicted and you looked into your crystal ball. You could see it happening. That's just the way the future is going with all the technology and everything. Checkpoints on when you go to the mall, you're going to be searched everywhere. Alex is absolutely right. That's the way things are heading.
Well, they said they were going to do that.
And here it is. It's happening. It's getting rolled out slowly. It's the whole, if they just announced it, hey, folks, we're going to start doing this now, people, of course, would go up in arms and say, absolutely not. This is ridiculous. It's the, slowly turning up the pressure cooker, and eventually people just accept it. It's just another thing. It's boiling the frog in the hot water analogy.
Why are you being racist right now?
You know, because I am white, and I am sorry. I love Obama. I apologize.
That's better. I mean, if you have an opinion on the flavor of ice cream you want, it's racist. If you don't like turning your guns in, you're racist. If you don't pay for the Obamacare ripoff, you're a racist. You do what you're told, and nobody's going to call you racist.
Don't give up on me. I am learning.
Yeah, I mean, used to they had people, governments had to smack you around to make you do what they said. Now they just threaten you with not being trendy.
That's the way things are going. They politically can assassinate your character so that when you have an opinion, people can say, oh, it's that guy saying that. Exactly.
But, I mean, more than that, it's even more of a hoax because the system has almost no power and it's discredited. And so many people hate the system that for them to attack you, you actually become popular.
Oh, they know that. And they're desperate.
Exactly. But the trendies still think that if the system's attacking you, it means you're discredited.
That's because they're on the winning team. If even though they're going down, they look bad, they have to keep rooting for that winning team because they bought into this whole
thing. Their whole life is about being in the facade.
It's just like what Stefan Molyneux was saying the other day, people that live on the surface. It's all about that whole thing. I mean, we all, those yuppies that you talk about, they're all living on the surface. Because
they're not living in the barbarian beauty area.
Exactly. They're not really living. It's all about their BMW and their bank account. They have to protect that.
John, they're not seething with the animating contest of liberty. Their minds are not on fire.
Absolutely. They just don't have that right mindset. Something eventually will come along and kind of, a cop pulling them over and, kind of abusing their rights, something like that.
Well, I told everybody because Toyota said it like 15 years ago and then they announced it. They're going to have cameras in all the cars that watch you to make sure you're not upset, that then live time back to the police. See, if they said they're secretly watching you, everyone would get upset. But now it's not secretly watching you. It's, in case there's road rage, and in the article I'm going to get to later, it shows the face of the guy with road rage. And all he's doing is kind of frowning. I frown when I'm having my most delicious moments, listening to music or thinking about something or thinking about victories against tyranny I've had. I mean, I literally, my brain just goes, good, good, good. More endorphins for you. You're a big red-blooded barbarian who loves freedom. Oh, you love humanity. My brain says good. You love beauty. You love people being successful. You love being honorable. Here, more endorphins, more power, more energy. God loves you. Oh, you're dreaming of giant, space-based civilizations and humanity and empowering people. You're dreaming of empowering your children. You're dreaming of green fields, of Elysium. Oh, my gosh, you're so good. Meanwhile, all these evil people are totally unhappy because they don't know what it's all about. Just go back to being a man. Go back to being a woman. Women, you're not feeling good about yourself? Be super feminine. Put on a polka dot dress. Go cook some food in the kitchen. Have men, talking to you. Think you're beautiful again. I know television told you you're not beautiful. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm out of control today. This is what happens when I get 3 hours sleep. I was doing some deep research last night. Now, Don't you love John Wayne? We got him on screen. That's like holy water to the loveless, trendy nanny state vampires. Is he John Wayne immersed into flame?
The ultimate survival bug-out lightweight fishing pole is M-Rod. Made by a family-owned American company and assembled in Idaho, M-Rod fishing gear comes with a lifetime warranty and 90-day money-back guarantee. M-Rod weighs just 8 ounces and breaks down to 14 inches. M-Rod's indestructible stainless steel compact design makes it perfect to take anywhere. Cast your eyes now at M-Rod.com. That's E-M-M-R-O-D.com. M-Rod. Fish to survive. Survive to fish.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Way up north,
to Alaska.
Way up north,
to Alaska.
North to Alaska, to go north to rest your song. North to Alaska, to go north to rest your song. Big Sam left Seattle.
I've got so much news, and I am not a lazy creature. It's more of torture some days. Most days I want to cover news. Some days I get in there and look at it all, and it's just like, this is off the charts. But I've got to get to the UN news. I've got to get to just all this other incredible news. Right now, let's go to the Hubo. Am I pronouncing that right? And then we're going to go to Robert, God, and Country, Alyssa, and Bob. And we've got some folks that disagree. So let's go to Habu first, because he disagrees from Wisconsin. Okay, you're first up. What do you disagree with me about with the Ukraine situation, sir?
I dare not disagree with you, although it's a minor point. Let me just say, you've been spot on in your analysis, and you've said it in such a stentorian way, I respect you. I disagree with the notion that this may, that you know, thermonuclear war is, well, while it is possible, I don't think the West will go that way, of course, unless it's forced into it. And, of course, Russia has been very measured and sober about this. I'll tell you why the West won't do it, because it has got too much to lose. It's got this rigged game, and they don't want to lose it. I mean, just think of Exxon and all these big companies. They won't be able to do business. So they've got just too much to lose to go that direction. Let me just tell you what I think this whole thing is about. This thing is to cut off, to create this scenario, to cut off gas coming into Europe. As somebody said yesterday, they would blow up a pipeline. And, you know, it is to make Americans think, oh, we're in another Cold War again. Let's give in to fracking. You know, so then we don't need the gas here. We have enough gas, but it's to then send it down to Europe, and so to make people agree to give up their rights on fracking.
Well, I think that is energy fits into it, and then getting Europe off of Russian gas—that is actually part of it. And I think different forms of newer forms of exploration for natural resources is in that equation. That you're absolutely right. That's why they want a new proxy war with Russia, is because it lines up with so many interests. The EU wants control. Germany wants control. The British always want to bring down Russia. The Israelis want to go after Iran. They got to get rid of Syria. Russia's protecting Syria. But again, Israel loses the moral high ground, supporting along with our government al-Qaeda forces, blowing up all the churches and stuff. I mean, you don't get rid of Assad and put al-Qaeda in, who's literally, I keep saying 10 times worse. They got to be 100 times worse. Get some of the oldest Jewish and Christian communities in the world in Syria that live in total peace and are now being blown up. They blew up something like 200 churches in the month of December last year.
You know, Alex, not that I'm an apologist for Russia, but I believe that Russia is the repository of Christianity. And it's the old right, but it is the repository of Christianity more so than anywhere in the world.
It is the ancient Orthodox Christianity. And it is true that it is taking over Russia right now. They're having a revival over there, and the establishment does not like it. You know what you're talking about, Habu. It's so good to talk to informed callers. I got to go to somebody else. Thank you so much, sir. Robert in Illinois, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. Thank you very much. I'd just like to point out that if we are being eavesdropped upon via our cell phones, audio and video, who's to say that the NSA doesn't already know or knows what's going on that missing plane if all their phones are still active? Maybe they've already painted a picture of what's going on, and then governments are involved, and they can't let the rat know that it's being chased back to its den. So that's why there's no new updates. It's same old on the...
They could know who really got it, and it's behind-the-scenes diplomatic stuff with the North Koreans and the Chinese. Or it could have been an NSA, CIA-style deal, where in Operation Northwoods they said they would land the plane and claim it crashed or claim it disappeared, and then have the people on board be government folks, or corporate, sheep-dipped, covert, deep-cover operatives who then all stage their death and then get new names, which is a routine operation. I know people and have had I'm just going to leave it at that. Let's just say this. A lot of people go into the military, and then they stage their death, and then they get a new identity. So that type of stuff does go on. I mean, myself, I'm Bill Hicks. I mean, I'm not joking, folks. It's a sarcastic joke on the Internet. Not funny to the family. I apologize. Getting serious, if any other points? Dropped. All right. We're going to come right back. No, but seriously, there is a program, a large program, called sheep dipping. And that's how they create secret armies. I mean, brigade level of basically ghost soldiers that don't even exist on paper. And the Russians are big into that, too. And our country is just full of Russian operatives.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
We are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy.
Perhaps you'd better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
Too many kids are what's making the planet worse.
A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Fluoride in water is supposed to fight tooth decay, but could it also cause cancer?
Turns out the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions.
They have to work the dark side, or we're going to spend time in the shadows.
Any attempt to achieve world order must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
It's a need for a new world order. Someday, in the next few years, a solution will emerge.
Nuclear war.
You're listening. And we're here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central. InfoWars Nightly News. You hear the war drums? When I listen to that, I frown, but it's a frown of enjoyment. The new Toyota face scanner would call the police or slow my car down even though I wasn't speeding because it's a sign of road rage. Yeah! I'm awake. I'm not a slave. I see the globalists. I know what they're doing. And I don't like it. Thank you so much for joining us. Okay. Let me do this. I'm going to take about 10 phone calls, and then I will get into the news. I will get into there's just so much. I've got to do it. But the callers are the news. They bring up so much important stuff. All right, we got a caller, God and Country from UK, lived in Russia, on topic, wants to give us their take on what's happening over in Russia. Then Alyssa wants to talk about trendies, says that she disagrees. And then Bob in Wisconsin, on the topic of Russia, we're going to get to you. God and Country, you're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Jones. Can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead.
All right. First of all, God bless, and God bless our country. I'm really happy to talk to you. I wanted to say quickly, there's a lot to cover, but I'll try to be as quick as possible. First of all, from all of us and from the whole world and military, you're the biggest hero in the world. You're a brother in arms. And a modern-age prophet sounding the horn for those that will listen. I just want to start that off.
Don't build me up like that. So, what's your nationality? You're saying our country. You know, my country's humanity, but I'm an American. But I mean, you're in the U.K., or are you Russian? Are you Ukrainian? What are you?
A bunch of things. First of all, I was born in the United States. I'm from San Francisco, California. But my parents are Russian, and they ran away from, you could say they ran away from the communist 70-year communist takeover.
The communist disease that our government literally defecated onto you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, which is now pushing it on the United States and trying to make it a world policy now. But I had the opportunity to understand from my father and my mother what how bad things were. And I understood that that was a big experiment. That was actually a big, huge experiment on the Russian people. I believe it was about 100 million Russians that died. The official numbers are 66 million. We're not talking about World War II deaths. World War II deaths, which was another manipulated war.
Yeah, they've actually brought the Russian population down. They brought in eugenics. They broke up the families. They put people in the big dormitories. Everything we're going to go through, the globalists have visited upon Russia.
Oh yeah. They had abortions, everything before any other country had it. They were experimenting with that a long time. They were actually the
eugenics, secret testing, breaking down the family, every nastiness. Yes,
hell, pure hell on earth. And the countries you could, because I lived there for about 3 years. Now it's going to be four. I'm in the UK just visiting my grandparents. I'm trying to help them, which is actually it's another terrible tyranny. The UK, it's unbelievable. I mean. They give you hell just trying to get in. I mean, you're an American, they give you hell, but every other, you know, foreigner, someone else, they just, you know, please come on right in, you know, ruin the country further. But that's another story. And, you know, I don't want to go too far into this, but even the UK government took the pensions of my grandparents, and we're here trying to fight it, pull it back. I mean, they took about a couple of £100,000 from my grandparents.
That's what they do. So very kleptocratic. They're saying they're going to take UKIP's children. The mayor of London openly said, if you're a nationalist, basically like Ron Paul, you're mentally ill, we're going to take your kids. And they're trying to start that here. I mean, these people literally are setting up re-education camps, but they do it like it's no big deal. Like, we're going to come take your kids. It's loving. And it's sick. So what's your point on Russia and the situation right now with Ukraine?
All right, yeah, I'll get to Russia. Okay, first of all, I'm there for 3 years, and what we've seen is that, first of all, Putin is 100% NWO. Just get that out of the way. You know, Putin is 100% with the New World Order and Medvedev. The thing is, he has to play the role, because the majority of the population still is are good people. They're still down to earth. You know, there's an expression, Russian souls. The UK, the New World Order has really tried to destroy the Russian people, the Russian nation, because they're really the outside threat, the unseen, the joker in the deck. They don't know, you know, because these people have survived for thousands of years, and they never were really completely under control. And communism really gave a terrible hit to the country. I mean, you have run down buildings all over the country still, even though it's one of the richest countries in the world now. Which is one of the reasons why my family was actually forced to leave the United States, because we're trying to run a business, trying to do some business. We actually had to go to Russia to just basically survive, just economically, besides from all the terrible tyranny back at home, you know, especially California. It's pretty insane there. I still have my sister and mother there. I'm going to try to get them out of there
What's your bottom line on Ukraine? Very interesting.
Bottom line, Ukraine. I mean, it's a huge conspiracy. What I want about Ukraine, the Ukraine, they wanted to join NATO, number one, but they can't let Ukraine join NATO with a Russian base attached to it. It's politically unfeasible.
No, that's right. That's all public. And see, this is all public. And the average American is against the war in polls, but still the minority, 20% that are for it. They can't even find it on a map. They just go, yeah, Russians, kill them. I mean, it's just the most mindlessness. Go ahead.
Yes, and so in the Crimea, which used to belong to Russia for ages, for hundreds of years, and they basically use that as a sideshow while they're taking over the Ukrainian government. I mean, do you remember, Mr. Jones, when the Polish plane with the entire Polish government got wiped out?
Yes.
Over Russian territory?
Yes.
That's exactly the same thing that's happening in the Ukraine now. That's exactly the same. They replaced the government with a new New World Order government. They're going to join at least the NATO. They might not join the EU just yet, but they're going to join the NATO, that's for sure.
So you think NATO blew up the Polish president?
I don't know about NATO. Who did it? It doesn't matter who did it, does it? It's the New World Order that blew them up, because they weren't going to join the Euro that easy.
That's right. It's above every country. That's right. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. So they just wiped them out. The Russians were with them. The Russian government is with them. I mean, ever since communism fell, it's an actual CIA. It was a CIA plan.
Sure, sure. Well, what you're saying is actually very sophisticated, and it's just like Stalin and Hitler divided Poland before they turned on each other, before Hitler turned on him. You're saying that this is a backroom deal to divide up Ukraine amongst themselves, let Putin secure his foothold with the illusion of outside pressure, while the euro can secure its foothold in a new Cold War. That's a very sophisticated view, and that's the eye from the globalists. But they know it's fluid and it's going to change. But you've obviously lived in Russia. From my studying, the globalists do not completely control Russia. Obviously, Putin's got his billions in offshore bank accounts. They've been bought off to a certain extent, but he did kick out a bunch of oligarchs and arrest a bunch of Rothschild fronts. That all came out in the news and in court trials. I mean, how do you reckon for that?
Yeah, that's what actually confuses even me sometimes, even us sometimes, because sometimes he pushes buttons that make it really look like he's anti-New World Order. But the direction the country is going, I mean, the education system, the society, the cultural collapse, the music industry, they're pushing homosexuality purposefully on the children, on the Olympics was just a huge, huge show, just to pressure with the rainbow flags all over the place. The entire St. Petersburg had rainbow flags all over it. Purple. The Putin dressed up in, you know, supposedly Putin is anti-gay, right? Supposedly. But then he goes on to a Russian TV show, puts on a purple shirt, talks to Elton John, while the society locally is very against it. I mean,
see, I don't get all this code stuff. I had somebody one time wearing purple in here, and she's a lesbian, and she said, I wore purple today, because I'm just like, what does that mean? I mean, I wear purple shirts sometimes, and so I just want to, I mean, I'm wearing a blue shirt right now. That doesn't mean I'm... I don't know who's got a blue flag, Russian or something, but I hear you. It's all very interesting. Look, they just use this whole stuff as a football issue back and forth, and it's the same thing. Even if Putin isn't completely in bed with the New World Order, there are special interests that overlap. That's undoubted. That's just how it works. And Putin represents a lot of the old line groups that didn't want to just have a bunch of oligarchs run and own everything. They want to be their own Russian oligarchs, not offshore oligarchs. So obviously there's systemic corruption in Russia. That's one of the problems. Even though they have a smart population, they can't ever, you know, totally get themselves together. I mean, they can build spaceships and fighter aircraft and come up with mathematical equations and you know, like nobody else, but then they can't get over the corruption. And most countries can. I'm not picking on the Russians. You look at the rest of the world. They're smart people in Latin America. They're not stupid. They just cannot get over their corruption. They're smart people in Africa, folks, but they just can't get over the corruption. Smart people all over Asia. Most of Asia is hyper-corrupt. And Japan's run by the mafia, basically, but they keep it so controlled that it doesn't go systemic. I need to stop talking and go to calls. Alicia in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. You disagree about something. Please tell me what it is.
It's not so much of a disagreement, but as far as the people we mock, the people we try to wake up, whether people aren't awake or not, I kind of want to start this little rant off with a personal story. Everything that they've been doing to us, with the fluoride, with the toxins, with the chemtrails, with whatever you want to call it, we have all suffered so much because of that. And I think whether we're trendy, whether we're Democrat completely brainwashed, whether we're sheeple, everyone is going to wake up soon. I'm 28. I've had 4 years of my life just like completely taken away from me. Cancer at 24, completely related to all that crap that, you know, I was brought up drinking, eating, whatever. Went through their chemotherapy, their radiation and everything, only to discover thyroid cancer right in the middle of my radiation treatments. Thyroid removed. So now I'm on the fake Synthroid replacement for that. And that was really my wake-up call to everything. And that's when I opened my eyes to a lot more. And we have all in America watched uncles, grandparents, even parents, whatever, die of cancer, die of these horrible things that shouldn't be happening. I have a mother to this day that cries and blames herself for a daughter that can't have kids and for a daughter who had to go through all that. And whether it's cancer, whether it's I haven't been able to find a job in 4 months, I was laid off after Obamacare. Ooh, you might not want to say that, but
yeah, if you don't thank them for giving you cancer and the vaccines on record, and the cancers are up 10,000% in children on average, that's racist. You need to let them kill you, or you're racist. But to not be sarcastic, we lead the world in cancer. They are killing us on purpose, and it's on record. The glyphosates, all of it, are meant to grow cancers in women, and it's abominable. It's happening. It's the real deal, and I agree. People have been mind-controlled from birth, and we shouldn't make fun of them. I do it because just, you know, at a certain human level, it becomes ridiculous. And I kind of get the same disdain for the public the elite has, and that's wrong and that's evil. And thank you for correcting me. You're right. We shouldn't get so mad at the public. We shouldn't get mad when they laugh at us. We shouldn't get mad at how stupid they are. We should realize they're victims. And, I mean, cancer in women is off the charts. I know tons of young women that have had cancer. And now they overdiagnose it. They find the antibodies for cancer, which everybody's got in them constantly, and then claim, oh, it's inconclusive. We need to cut this out of you. It's also an overdiagnosis industry. And the chemotherapy obviously is going to give you a whole bunch of other cancers down the road. I'm sure you know all this. But it's a serious situation. And I think what you've said is very poignant. And I'm sorry that you can't have children. And I'm sorry that, the Gardasil shot does, and in the trials, does destroy the ovaries. And it's now confirmed. It's a soft-kill sterilant. It will not sterilize everybody. It will cause major reproductive tract problems and autoimmune disorders and all sorts of problems. And those are all epidemic. And, I know parents whose kids die at the doctor's office when they take the shot. They don't just have convulsions in the car home. They die. And then we sit here, instead of the Nazis lining folks up and shooting them, they just soft kill where it's like a lottery. And, oh, Junior's got cancer. Oh, your kid can't talk. Oh, neighbor's got cancer. Oh, our kids got cancer. Oh, everybody's got allergies now. Oh, everybody's got bowel disorders. Oh, everybody's got neurological disorders. Oh, everybody's got skin disorders. Oh, everybody's got mental disorders. Oh, what's going on there? We're being murdered by a giant secret biological, chemical, radiological weapons program that is only barely beneath the surface. A lot of it's submerged in public. Closing comments, ma'am.
My main point, I think everything that they've done to us is going to backfire. My personal experiences, Alex, I can't thank them, but they have turned me into steel, and I read a quote somewhere that stuck with me ever since I was sick. There's nothing more powerful than the human soul on fire, and we all have a breaking point, whether we're awake or not, and they're on the cusp of doing that to us.
I agree with you. I agree. I can feel your power. I can feel the fire of liberty burning in you. And where there is the Spirit of the Lord, there is liberty. Anything else?
We will fight.
Absolutely. Just give them hell, expose them, get in their face, warn others, free the zombies. We can do it together. Life will defeat death with Christ's aid.
My name is Jessica Armand. I'm an activist, a GCN listener, and mother of three. Our drinking water and food are filled with fluoride and other contaminants that harm our teeth and gums. To protect my family, I created My Magic Mud, an all-natural teeth whitening and strengthening remedy. My Magic Mud is a soft powder that polishes your teeth, reduces sensitivity, and removes harmful toxins from deep inside your mouth. You deserve a bright, healthy smile. Visit MyMagicMud.com and get yours today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
Most of our customers are absolutely phenomenally impressed with the product.
That's Tony, the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract, the 100% all-natural with no negative side effects supplement that supports a strong and healthy heart, strength and stamina, sharp memory, restful sleep, clean, clear arteries, and good circulation. And listen to this, in over 13 years of business, there has been no price increase for Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com. That's hbextract.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever, with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order Simply Safe today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through February 28th. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I would stand in line for this. There's always time in life for this. Then it all fell apart. Beautiful song. Poetry. Did you guys ever print me the Helen Keller printout? I bet you did. All right, I'm going to to continue with your phone calls right now, and then I'm going to get into the EU's stunning hypocrisy on Crimea. 4.4 earthquake near L.A. could be aftershock for bigger shake, big quake fear over there right now. The UN takeover of the Internet. We're going to break it all down. SOPA dead in Congress, alive in Trans-Pacific Partnership. We're going to give you the rest of the story. As Paul Harvey would say, good day. So that's coming up. Talking about glyphosate, I try to sell things here that I personally buy, that I personally use, that I personally believe in, because I don't want anything I do to come back on me. And it's not even magical thinking. I don't like doing things bad to other people. I like inviting friends over and cooking them the most delicious meal possible. Just because I enjoy hospitality and see people have a good time. I love taking my friends out shooting. I love having fun with my buddies and telling jokes. And I know you're like that too. But the globalists aren't, folks. They would rather cheat somebody or screw somebody over. My point is, we only sell products that I believe are really awesome. And I say I believe, even when you're trying to get the very best products and trying to do the perfect job, nothing's absolutely perfect. But whether it's the InfoWars Life supplements, the Supermel Vitality, the we're going to get some more of it in a couple of weeks. It is back order right now. It did sell out, but if you get your order in, you'll get it first. They say the trucks will leave sometime this week, the truck. So the point is that that's at InfoWarsLife.com. That supports the broadcast. Supermel Vitality, Survival Shield, Mace and Iodine. And we have a new product, but we only have a limited amount of these. It's called Silver Bullet. We've got the write-up on it, but it is the strongest colloidal silver that we could find anywhere. It is the strongest colloidal silver that we could find anywhere. And we've got all the specs up at InfoWarsLife.com. It's called Silver Bullet. I can't believe nobody else had a colloidal silver called Silver Bullet. I mean, that is a no-brainer. But it's there. Unfortunately, it's really hard to get colloidal silver. And we got a very limited supply. This is not hype. At $19, this double strength, that's beyond double strength, will sell out. You can get as low as $15 a bottle. It will sell out in a matter of days because we didn't get very much. In fact, that's really the problem with selling high-quality products is the supply chain. Is that, I mean, we can put crud out all day long. We're very neurotic about only putting out the best qualities. We have a very limited supply of this. It is the Silver Bullet, InfoWars Life's fourth product. We have fourth supplement, Survival Shield, Fluoride Shield, Supermel Vitality, and now Silver Bullet. And I guess InfoWars Life also puts the coffee out, but that's not really a supplement. That's just organic coffee. And so I haven't plugged in 2 hours. I'm plugging here, mid-air refueling. This is how we fund our operation, bringing you stuff that I use, that I believe in, and you've heard the rave reviews. I am not going to put something out. I mean, I've even got to say with Supermel Vitality that it makes everybody else calm and feel really good and has a obviously an aphrodisiac effect. That's not why we sell it. It's about general male vitality and blocking estrogen mimickers. With me, I take half a dose because I have had problems with anger my entire life, obviously. And it just does not... I'm the only person I know this with, so I'm just saying, see how it works for you. Everybody else says it mellows them out and smooths them out. But it does that for me some, too, but it's just I've noticed the difference. All right, InfoWarsLife.com, and get the glyphosate out of your water. Get a ProPure promo code water to get 10% off.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections. donations directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.